Avro, wee beastie tramp to the hill, Red Jimmy was his name, sir. He paid some cock to a bonny young maid who dwelt hard by the burn. Hey, skirl, the pipes and rolling my bow, and I'll sing all the day. It's the wit, the heart, or the belly to rue, I canna truly say. Old Jimmy came to the wee lass's door, and he within my darling. She yelled, away, a rogue scamp, how dare you come a-calling? Well, scare all my pipes and rosin my bow, for ye appear to play. Does a girl his may mean yea, may ha, or does a yea mean nay? She's barred the door on poor young Jim, she's spinning by the fire, and left him langin' in the cold, for pray his heart's desire. So scare all my pipes and rosin my bow, tis I my golden rule. And I will sing and dance and woo, but I'll be Navy school. Now I'm a wat, I'm a wee bit pain, I've been suffered enough ill will. And I've come and heard your mammy's pie, pray off yon windowsill. I scare all my pipes and rosin my bow, I'll relish every bit. For 'tis many the maid may rule my heart, but my belly commands my wit.
Brother Tarullus picked up two Dibbons, who had been cutting a fancy jig upon the tabletop. Stern-faced, he wiped honey from the little one's footpaws before placing them down on the floor.
Really, Father Abbot, do we have to put up with this sort of rowdiness at mealtimes? All this shouting, singing and dancing, it isn't very dignified. I think it sets a bad example.
Clissom, who was still applauding the music and dance, shook his head.
Oh, no, brother. It was such good fun. I vote we give Laird Bosey the job.
Any objections Brother Tarullus attempted were drowned out by cheering Redwallers and squeaking Dibbons. Bosey put away his instruments. Spotting a half plate of scones, he sat down and attacked them vigorously.
My thanks to you all. I'll do my best to be worthy of the task.
He waggled his long ears at Brother Tarullus.
And you, my friend, practice smiling, but watch your face, doesn't it crack and fall off?
Tarullus stalked off in a huff, whilst Bosey helped himself to what was left of the spring vegetable soup. He winked at Bisky and Dwink.
A wee word of advice, laddies. Always see the table is well cleaned afore you leave it.
They sat watching him in open-mouthed awe. Corksnout addressed Humphrey.
You see what I told you? Old Bogsy's a beast to be reckoned with the fighting, singing or eating. Poor Friar Skirple is what I say.
Humphrey could only shake his head and mutter.
6 square meals a day, not counting supper or snacks.
Gullub Gurpaw, who beside being Selamole was also Formole, chieftain of Redwall Abbey's mole community, sat down between Bisky and Dwink.
Well, sirs, did he salve any wriggle?
Corksnout butted in swiftly.
Oh, yes, of course they did, and without any help from me, I might add. Go on, Dwink, you tell Formole Gullub about it.
The young squiddle explained.
Well, we worked out that pincer meant prince. From then on it was easy. A prince of thieves hid them well.
That were slightly easy.
Gullub wrinkled his velvety brow, casting a wry glance at his cellarmate. Corksnout returned the mole's look indignantly.
I never breathed a single clue to help those young'uns. May my spikes fall out if and I did.
Bisky threw a paw through his mouth in comic alarm.
What's that rattling noise?
The cellar hog quickly inspected the floor behind him.
Where? What rattling noise?
Dwink, Humphrey and Bisky stifled their giggles.